was as though a mask had dropped from Gruer's face, leaving it naked and afraid. Gruer said, "That was easier than I had thought. I had planned so many ways of getting you alone, I never thought the Auroran would leave at a simple request, and yet I could think of nothing else to do." Bailey said, "Well, I'm alone now." Gruer said, "I couldn't speak freely in his presence. He is an Auroran, and he is here because he was forced on us as the price of having you." The Salarian leaned forward. "There's something more to this than murder. I am not concerned only with the matter of who did it. There are parties on Salaria, secret organizations." Bailey stared. "Surely I can't help you there." "Of course you can. Now understand this. Dr. Delmar was a traditionalist. He believed in the old ways, the good ways. But there are new forces among us, forces for change, and Delmar has been silenced." "By Mrs. Delmar?" "Hers must have been the hand. That doesn't matter. There is an organization behind her, and that is the important matter." "Are you sure? Do you have evidence?" "Vague evidence only. I can't help that. Rykane Delmar was on the track of something. He assured me his evidence was good, and I believe him. I knew him well enough to know him as neither fool nor child. Unfortunately, he told me very little. Naturally, he wanted to complete his investigation before laying the matter completely open to the authorities. He must have gotten close to completion, too, or they wouldn't have dared the risk of having him openly slaughtered by violence. One thing Delmar told me, though. The whole human race is in danger." Bailey felt himself shaken. For a moment, it was as though he were listening to Minim again, but on an even larger scale. Was everyone going to turn to him with cosmic dangers? "Why do you think I can help?" he asked. "Because you're an Earthman," said Gruer. "Do you understand? We on Salaria have no experience with these things. In a way, we don't understand people. There are too few of us here." He looked uneasy. "I don't like to say this, Mr. Bailey. My colleagues laugh at me and some grow angry, but it is a definite feeling I have. It seems to me that you Earthmen must understand people far better than we do, just by living among such crowds of them. And a detective more than anyone. Isn't that so?" Bailey half nodded and held his tongue. Gruer said, "In a way, this murder was fortunate,